coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And this is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try. And they're trying every single day. Of course, you know that. HagmanReport.com. That's the place to go for information, articles, show prep, necessary articles of interest, along with SteveQuayle.com. Folks, if you haven't bookmarked SteveQuayle.com, do so. And the reason I'm starting out by saying that is because with me is Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com, QFiles.tv. If you're not a member of QFiles.tv, I would urge everyone to do so, because I can see where that's going. That information, which is important information, I can see where we're going to be forced into providing a pay-per-view kind of thing, a monthly subscription service, because of the censorship out there. And Steve, of course, getting ahead of that with QFiles 2.0, QFiles.tv. The information that's passed along in that is just tremendous. So I thank him for that. You know, folks, I just want to start out today by saying that there's so much going on. And what I try to do, and this is just letting you folks know, what I try to do during the course of a day, if I'm on the road or if I'm not on the road, if I'm in my office, I try to watch, listen, and watch as many alternative media shows as possible. Whether it is Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, okay, the names you recognize, for example, in this case, Steve Bannon, the War Room, and then of course Alex Jones, and of course Steve Quayle is Q Files. But I try to get as much information in as possible. And I realized something, with the exception of Steve Quayle, and I'll even toss InfoWars in there. Most conservative political shows are not hitting the entirety of the big picture. And I'm a big, to me, I like to look at the big picture. When I used to do homicide investigations and such, I'll just say this, you widen the crime scene, all right? You widen the crime scene. By widening the crime scene, you can get a better perspective as to where things are. And that's, I didn't say that accurately, but I think you get the picture. I'm trying to give you an analogy. So when you look at things that are taking place from a higher altitude, you can see a lot more, and you can see how things connect and interconnect. Yesterday, Dr. Proctor was talking about the World Economic Forum. And I'll tell you something. The World Economic Forum, that's part of a even larger picture. And he knows that, and we were talking about that. And so all of this, everything that we're seeing today, is all relevant. And it's the reason I mentioned about watching other shows, again, and I've got nothing against people like Glenn Beck and Bannon and everyone I mentioned, but they're in different lanes. Each one is like, if you've ever driven into a big city, New York, Los Angeles, you got like, you know, 8 lanes going in one direction. Well, you're going in one direction, but you're in a specific lane. And if you stay in that specific lane, you may not know what's going on 6 lanes to your right or to your left. So that's why this is about the bigger picture and things that others don't talk about that you're going to have. It's a treat for me to have Steve Quayle talking about things, the bigger picture, things that are happening with the earth, on the earth, space, everything. I mean, everything combined. So with that, I just want to say thank you to Steve Quayle for broadening the horizons of so many. He is a good friend of mine, my best friend, a brother in Christ. And I'll tell you something. His information is invaluable to me. I read his website, stevequayle.com, the links off of his website, incorporate that into everything else and attempt to bring you what is really taking place. And there's so much taking place beyond the veneer of politics, so much. So with that, Steve, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Doug, and good morning, good evening. And the reason I say good morning, good evening, good afternoon is because your show plays all over the world. And we're talking, I want people to understand something. For a long time, we were talking about pretty much the stuff that affected the United States, probably Canada, and a little bit of Australia. Now I want really everyone to understand who's out there. The global press to depopulate the entire world is on its trajectory. It's going hypersonic. We watched the first stage. Just consider it a rocket. We watched the first stage of the scamdemic pandemic, but it also was truly a biological weapon. The amount of compromise in our Senate, in our Congress, and in our governors, 22 governors across the United States have taken bribes that are in, some of them, hundreds of millions of dollars. I couldn't know that unless someone who has access to international banking information can watch the transfers go from dummy corporations to different dummy corporations. And the only dummies, I believe, are the American people. Our debt's going to hit $30 trillion, and it's party hardy. And here's the thing. Anybody who understands liabilities, okay, obviously assets and liabilities, the United States is bankrupt, first of all, spiritually, morally, financially, intellectually. These are my positions and in my opinion. And we're also bankrupt because we don't realize the spiritual nature. And I'm just defining one of the first fingers I did. And by the way, I'll stick with five fingers. A little bit of Quayle humor there.
Not six.
How? By the way, that's why the Indians said how. They made their, anybody they're talking to, they wanted to count the fingers. That's really a true story. So right now, the United States that you've known, that so many of you, God bless each and every one of you veterans. I say that. Thank you for your service to the country that was. Look at your brothers in arms, the National Guard, being fed. And I want to use the word being fed the most disgusting food. And it's those bastards, with some exceptions in Congress and Senate. They want these guys to put their lives on the line for them, but they won't even feed them right now. That's being changed, as I understand. But this is what people have got to understand. And Doug, help me at this point. The Constitution no longer applies. You just watched the Supreme Court. Dave Dobmeier did a great job on writing an article on Supreme Court, but I want to share something with you. They're, with maybe one or two exceptions, they're all compromised. They're all compromised. By the way, I sent Dave today. I think, Doug, I sent you the same thing. Lynn Wood's testimony.
Yes. Everyone needs to read that. Everyone.
Yep. What? Hey, Doug, what was your, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. It affects the Supreme Court Chief Justice. It affects Vice President Pence. You will understand why Pence double-crossed the president. And, oh, by the way, there are people out there that have seen the entire list that Ghislaine Maxwell has provided and also had access to secret files of Jeffrey Epstein. Suffice it to say, ladies and gentlemen, the logbooks of Epstein's flights don't lie, just simply because of the protocol with the FAA and stuff. So, Doug, if everybody's compromised, and this is open, you're the investigator, how is it then that people can't recognize that there is no appeal to any law authority, any courts, anything? We are a lawless nation. And so when people make the appeal, well, they can't do that. Let me share this. Everything you say they can't do, they've already done. Henry Kissinger's famous statement, and this is true, he said, "The illegal we do right away, the unconstitutional takes a while." So the Bible very clearly states, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And the righteous are languishing because they're looking to the wrong system to deliver them. They're looking to the wrong Savior to deliver them. I get hate email from Christians when they say, I won't listen to you. I'm unsubscribing because you said something bad about Donald Trump. I also said something right about Donald Trump, and those who are ignorant better hear me. 7 years ago, I said before God, actually now it's, forgive me, it's probably closer to 10. Before Donald Trump became president, I was openly on Coast to Coast saying, basically George Norrie asked me if I thought he'd be president. I said yes. He also asked me, I think, do I endorse him? I said that, and here's how I answered the question. The same people that hate Donald Trump hate us. And us meant alternative news or hate the U.S. I forget the exact words, but here's what's important about this. The majority of people that believe the QAnon bullshit, S-H-E-E-T, bull is a lie, the sheet is a cover-up and cover-over the lie, and Fauci is the chief bullshit artist on the planet, in my opinion. And that's a big statement. We have been subjugated, ladies and gentlemen. The mask that we've been forced to wear is subjugation. It precedes Muhammad. That's what the Arabs used to do, mask people even before going to all of the burqas and stuff to break their will. And Doug, you and I, all of us who have been screaming about the scandemic plandemic. Now, I want to make something clear. It was a real bioweapon, but there were obviously cures. And even the president who gets so much crap, he talked about hydroxychloroquine from the beginning. Big Pharma went crazy because that interrupted their plan. That interrupted their plan to destroy the planet's population. Even the head of Moderna, in his arrogance, said that they can now rewrite the human genome. Hello, that's what I meant by genetic Armageddon. Today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. And then I carried it up with Terminator. This isn't about me. This is about the warning that God has given me. And now I'm telling you today, we're going to talk about stuff. And I've told people this. If you're getting super saturated, take 2-3 days off. Literally, I mean this with no mockery. Take it off and go spend time with the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, but not the headlines of the day. The headlines, and I'm going to say something, that headlines lead to the lines that will take us to the camps that will cost us our heads unless we wake up. And Doug, the question I have to you, do you think enough of Americans even understand the nature of the spiritual warfare, that there's a supernatural evil entity? And by the way, I think I answered Alex Jones pretty succinctly yesterday. And remember, when you're on, you only get a certain amount of time, so you've got to take a question like, why is there evil in the universe? Who really is the devil? I mean, that takes more than maybe I had 60 to 90 seconds, not making excuses. But Alex is asking the right questions.
Yes.
And this is something that I don't believe most talk show hosts, and you name some, look, I love Dan Bongino. I do. And I like all these other people. I even like Glenn Beck. And I say that because, you know, there are times that I believe he's taken pot shots at you and pot shots at me and everybody else. But the point is, and I pray that's not the case, but look at where we're at now and look at what's coming down the pike. And again, I want to make this clear. My bottom line statement is we are watching the destruction of the planet's population. Look at Australia. Look at the lockdown. Look at New Zealand. One case, they locked the whole country down. Yep. And look at the judgment coming on New Zealand.
Yep.
Let's talk about the 7.3 earthquake today. The 7.3 earthquake that happened in New Zealand was immediately downgraded by the USGS. The USGS is on gag orders. Now, let me explain something. The entire purpose of the federal government and also the Luciferian control, the MSM, is to see to it that you, the herd, doesn't panic, that we're the herd. I'm not saying you are, that our audience, we're all considered the herd, and we have to be kept tame. We have to be kept tame until the slaughter pens come. A lot of people, Doug, think that that's too harsh. A lot of people are going to die. Look at Texas. Look at Texas. Not the amount of death, but the amount of, how should I say this, lack of preparation, a total shutdown of the state of Texas, rolling power blackouts, no cell phone. People were panicked. And this is what I'm trying to say. If we have seen just a little bit of glimpse of pre-panic that we watched in Texas, what happens when Iran releases their EMP warheads that are already in Venezuela? What happens when that happens? I don't think people understand this, that the entire FedEx hub in Memphis was pretty much shut down for 2 weeks. When I talked to our FedEx driver, he said, man, we're 3 million packages behind. 3 million. So I want to thank all of my metals people for being so patient. Everything's been shipped out. But this is the thing I talked about on Doug's show multiple times through the years. The day will come you will want metals and you cannot get them. We're already seeing that. We're seeing backwardation. Backwardation is a fancy word that's saying that basically the spot price that you see on my front page and spot price has nothing to do with the price of physical metals.
If I can ask you about this, because this is something this weekend I did, Steve, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was curious because I was watching the spot price of silver and gold, and the people from Reddit were going to do this buy physical silver on the 26th of February. Anyway, I was kind of looking, I was doing some research. Long story short, here's what I found. I made phone calls to local coin shops around here that sell precious metals. I asked, number one, what's the, or knowing the spot price at the time was like $27 for silver. What are you selling an ounce of silver for? Well, it depends on, you know, what, if it's a constitutional eagle or generic. But the spot price versus the purchase price, what is spot price, for example, 27 is selling for $33 and $34. Okay, so that tells me a premium, an incredible premium. My question to you, and I've had this, I've actually gotten emails about this to ask you about this. What is going on? Why such a high premium? And what's going on with the downward manipulation of metals that we're seeing today? And if you were getting to that and I interrupted, I apologize, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of people who want to know. When I was doing my research and every place I called, I asked what their inventory was. Maybe they thought I was going to rob them or something. I don't know. But I introduced myself and explained why I was calling. And not one had any American Silver Eagles, you know, the constitutional.
Right. You're saying the right word, American okay. Silver Eagles.
All right. Not one. Now, they had some gold, but everything was either in bars or generic rounds if they had rounds.
Right.
Okay. So it seems like people are buying – but there's nothing to buy, if that
makes
sense.
Well, yeah, that's the basic issue, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, if they drive spot down to $20, if they drive spot down to $18, the technical charters claim that could happen. It could. But the point is supply and demand is what the free market is dealing with. The reason they're driving down gold and silver, they want everybody's money in the stock market. They want everybody's money in the stock market in order to run it up to a high, maybe 33,000. I'm guessing 33,000 because that's their favorite occult number. And then they crash it. The last vestige of America's middle class, and let's just say this, upper middle class, who has looked at all of the astonishing gains in Amazon or Microsoft or, you know, you name the high-tech company, Faces of Death Book. And by the way, I call Faces of Death Book now Tracebook, okay? Tracebook, as in the Stasi Tracebook. Stasi, S-T-A-S-I, former East German intelligence operation, run by the former Marcus Wolf, best in the world. So, back to silver. Silver is being driven down in the commodities charts, but it's not being driven down in the practical availability. By the way, Doug, I have the availability because, I'm sorry, but I saw it coming. People say that in Dallas, Texas, I don't keep anything at my store, I don't keep any, I basically ship out of Dallas. And that's why FedEx got so, you know, not because of me, but just because of what happened in Texas. That's why people didn't get their product in time or at time. I'm going to say this. Within the next, it's the 4th of March, by April 4th, you're going to see what little supply has been there, meaning silver and gold, basically dry up. Dry up. You're already seeing the harbinger of it. You're already seeing lack of availability. Listen, under COVID-19, three of the biggest countries in the world that produce silver are Chile, are Peru, are Mexico, and there are some others, but they got shut down, ladies and gentlemen. But more importantly, for every ounce, okay, let me just find, okay, here's a 10-ounce bar of silver. And I want to make this clear. I have access immediately to large amounts of silver. It has to be bought in 500-ounce increments because our shipper will not ship unless what are called factory-sealed boxes. But this is 10 ounces of silver. Today, this is going to cost somebody at least $350 to $360, $35 to $36 an ounce. What people need to understand, that changes minute by minute based on the run that takes place in the available silver market. So let's call that the available silver market. Again, this is about telling everybody what I've been warning about for all these years. When the spot price becomes meaningless, and when the spot price becomes meaningless, and here's an answer again, Doug, people who want it, who want to get rid of basically worthless dollars, will bid this stuff up. An American Eagle, you can check the prices. People say, well, Atmex is selling it for $38, and you're selling it for $40. Look at Atmex. 2-3 weeks delivery. You just heard what I said.
Yep.
I talk to people all over the world. Now, I'm going to make this clear. I've been a gold dealer for 35-plus years, okay? And I know a lot of people. And what I'm trying to tell everybody is this. There's, okay, this is a 10-ounce bar, okay?
Can you hand that to me? That's so pretty. I'd love for you to hand that to me. I'm going to hold that.
Steve said he was sending that to me.
Yeah. Okay, but let me share this. This is 10 physical ounces. There are 4,000 ounces. Some people say 200 to 1. I'm in the realm of talking to people. They say 400 to 1. That means this 10 ounces has been sold 400 times in the paper market. You see the issue? The people that have sold it 400 times, if they have a call, meaning you and I, Doug Steepwell, we go, hey, we want to take delivery on our silver. They have to drag it down because they have to make it psychologically. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a psyop. It is a psyop to keep the American public from having anything of value. And I tell people, well, they're going to throw their gold and silver in the street. Yeah, that's during the day of the Lord. That's when God, in one day, sets everything straight. The Antichrist in the book of Daniel says he collects all the silver and gold and all the precious stones. The people that are making huge money in Bitcoin, guess what? They're turning it to this. As much as they make paper profit, they still fall back on this. This is physical silver. The same thing is in the gold market. The gold market has less of a call. This is the most manipulated market in the world. So let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. If spot price goes to zero, you know what you're going to pay for this? An ounce? A 10-ounce bar? You could end up paying $6,000. Cliff High of the Webbot fame, he's been really right. He's a very smart man. And he's been talking about this time period that gold and silver are going to jump. Now, we've heard that for a lot of years, Doug, but we've never seen backwardation. Again, backwardation means the official spot price on this, $270. You can't even buy it for less than $360.
That's right.
That's a 30% margin. So here's what I'm saying. Anybody who wants to get 500-ounce increments, I have it available. When I say this, provided FedEx keeps up, ship 3 days, you won't be able to buy it at any price. That was, by the way, Cliff High's bottom line. It isn't going to matter the spot price. He says this is going to $600. He also told people to buy Bitcoin when it was a couple bucks a share, and obviously people have seen it hit close to 60,000. So he's nobody to sell short is just being, and by the way, he doesn't push it. He just tells people where it's going. He talked about the sun disease. Right now we're having record solar winds.
Wait, if I can ask you before you move on to the sun.
Sure.
Okay, so you had mentioned Bitcoin, all right, and you had mentioned silver. And
right.
You said Bitcoin or we'll just say whatever the electronic digital currency might be, generically. The question I had is, isn't the digital currency, isn't that the desire of the World Economic Forum or the Great Reset for everything to be reset to a digital currency? And if that's the case, how is that possible to set it to silver or back it by silver? Or am I missing something?
Well, at that point, no, you're not missing something. Great question. What Doug is saying is, first, the World Economic Forum, the Luciferians, the what I call the digitizers of all financial instruments, want you tied into the system. They want everything monitored. It's already monitored. Everything that you buy at Costco, everything you buy at Walmart, everything we buy using credit cards, it's all monitored. If you have nothing but a digital currency, then you go to the Chinese model. Ah, good Chinese, good communist. You can buy this and that and the other thing. But if you're a bad communist, if you're a Christian, for instance, or a Uyghur, or however you pronounce the name, or Falun Gong, you can't buy anything. But you can't have your organs ripped out while you're alive.
And the Epic Times does a great job, I should add. Those are the Uyghurs. And the Uyghurs, Falun Gong, the organ harvesting in China, Steve. Now, this goes into a little bit of what we were looking at with Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar. The organ harvesting has never been more prevalent today. I mean, today it's more prevalent than ever before, and it's coming out of China, which it also relates, and I'm not going to go in the weeds, but it relates to, it has some peripheral or tangential, the relationship with the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and the World Health Organization. Just saying. So you're absolutely right on that.
Right. And here, again, I want to make this clear. If you consider this a sales pitch, I'm going to tell you something. People panicked all over the United States and in Europe too. To get silver in Europe, especially the EU, silver has a VAT tax, a value-added tax, whereas gold doesn't. So most Europeans buy gold. The point that I'm trying to make is this. If there are anybody out there or people that are just going, I want to get it. If you have $1 million in the bank, seriously, to give you perspective, $1 million is losing. And you can your $1 million purchasing power is cut in half. They, the globalists, the luminous, the Luciferian, the resetters. And by the way, the reset, forget their term. That's a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world financial, plan. If you're in the, Doug, you and I are politically incorrect. Someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an understatement. we'll go to use our credit card and it'll say denied. Most people, they have 3 or 4 credit cards, you go to use them all. They're denied. We're already seeing that happening with certain banks. We watched it happen to gun dealers, firearm dealers. They couldn't do it. You can't pay for firearms on PayPal. You can't pay for ammunition on PayPal. The thing that we're watching is even the starving out of ammunition, not because the government's buying it all up, but because people are so frightened. They know the last shot. The majority of gun owners in America know this is the last line. And I want to thank all you ladies. I want to bless you for going out and learning, acquiring a firearm and learning how to use it. Because you're the only group of women, maybe outside of the Yazidi women and some of the Armenian women, that understand what happens to women in a worst case scenario. My daughters know how to shoot. My wife knows how to shoot. And I made it clear, even when, Stephanie was a little girl, and I mean, probably 8 years old, and I owned a shooting range, and Stephanie was in there, and most of you don't know weapons maybe, but I used to be a legal machine gun dealer. And the thing is, she'd be in there with an MP5 or an MP5K, and she'd be, you know, that's full auto going, and it carried out in life. And the thing is that I'm tired, Doug. I'm really tired of women being victimized. I'm tired of women being brutalized. Contrary to our mutual critics, you know, I'm not anti-woman. You're not anti-woman. And since I went on the air 25 years ago, I have never been anti-female. Now, I'm anti. I want to make it clear. I'm anti the whole women's movement. I'm anti the whole, if you will, hating of men. I'm anti the whole, if you will, I watched the root of man hate coming in to the female mindset. So much so that you can see now in Japan, the Japanese can't procreate. They're a dying nationality. They're a dying race, the Japanese. In America, most of the American men have been chemically castrated through xenoestrogens, through birth control residue in the water, excreted pharmaceuticals. Basically, look at the commercials. Look at the Marlboro man, and I'm not in favor of cigarettes. Look at the image America used to portray, and now what do we have? Well, we have basically meow men and strong women. And I said, that is the mentality of the Amazons of Edgar Rice Burroughs' novels. And even though Edgar Rice Burroughs was a futurist, the bottom line is what we're seeing is the same thing. We're seeing women having babies through surrogates. We're seeing men having babies. And oh, by the way, now we have truples. Truples is three gay men adopting little children.
You know, I saw that, and folks, again, catch the headlines off of stevequayle.com. I know that we're picking up new listeners all the time. You may not be familiar with stevequayle.com, but he's linking to a lot of important stories. That was one of them, and you're exactly right. And you know, the normalization of this kind of behavior, you and I spoke about this for years. This is sexual sabotage. This is part of the communist One World Order, New World Order manifesto. And, you know, you've got Cousin It being nominated or in the nomination process for Assistant Secretary of Health. And the reason I say Cousin It is because, honestly, and I mean this, I don't know what to call
It.
It. I don't know. I know birthed as Richard Levine. I'm looking at, I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. I don't check under Steve. I told this story the other day, and I'll tell this real quick. I was doing an investigation on a homicide, and I went up, it was really hot, July night, and it was in the project area, and I went up a flight of stairs, and this is a long time ago. Okay. And before I'd really been paying attention, but I was to interview a female, and it was a black female. And, so I introduced myself, and she opened the door and stuff. And anyway, make a long story short, she sat down. She was wearing because it was so hot, she was wearing like a nightgown, you know, and she had, breasts. But when she crossed her legs at the kitchen table, her package slapped the chair. Okay. So it freaked me right out, brother. I got to tell you, so you don't know what you're going to get. Okay. And also I want to just say this, the, this was just reported, the number of suicides on transgendered individuals up beyond 40%. It's all part of the program for depopulation and also the spiritual aspect of things as well. I'll quit talking now, but man, I'll tell you what, I got so much to say on this stuff because people say, well, it doesn't matter what they do in the bedroom. Oh, yes, it does, because this is,
Amen. They don't leave it in the bedroom.
Exactly.
It's on your front lawn. And here's the thing. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, I think it was 3.5% of the population and a questionable president, the abomination of desolation, that brought the whole transgender movement to the forefront. And what I'm, you know, I mean, look, Joan Rivers was killed, murdered in a medical assassination, in my opinion, because she brought out the fact that, you know, basically maybe the first lady wasn't a she. Okay. It's interesting. She makes that statement, what, 2 days she's dead? I don't know, but it was in a couple days.
Very short time. Yeah.
Very short time. And Doug, I'm with you. I basically call them the alphabet people. We have a local expression of what I would call what once were human beings. I won't even name it because, you know, they'll probably hear it and sue me. But and so I'm just using this as an example where every combination that can even register in my brain, he's being she's being it's, he and she's being, I can't use the word, you know, but sound it phonetically, she and it. The bottom line is that I get so, believe it or not, not angry first. I get so discouraged because little kids go into that store with their moms and dads, and it's all normal. This is why, and I must say this, this is why the message that I believe I've been given and been faithful with for 25 years stands in direct opposition to a lot of the people. Oh, it's going to be great. Donald Trump's coming back. I said, Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And here's the thing. I told people, I think we need to deal with this issue. If the same people destroyed a sitting president, stole an election, yes, they did, and absolutely are running this country into the mouth of the Chinese dragon, okay, what would be different if Donald Trump won in 2024? Well, he'd have the House of Representatives. It doesn't matter. It's all for show. The bottom line is, what would change? And I say this, unless God were to grant the United States of America the spirit of repentance, and we would respond as Nineveh did, in sackcloth and ashes, praying, confessing our sin to the nation, it won't happen. Because the pulpits are polluted, the gospel has been diluted, the pastorate in general, the 1,500 megachurches, that's the number, I guess, have already made a deal to go with the world. The only chance Christians have to stay out of the system is like the early church. Silver and gold, you're going to be locked out. It will come to the point we either deny the faith in Jesus or we have thought ahead of time. And by the way, if somebody wants to buy a lot of silver, when I say a lot, I'm talking a lot. It's in Dallas, Texas. I can ship you 1,000 ounces. I can ship you 10,000 ounces. I can send you 20,000 ounces. That's more than 10 of my competitors who are 10 times the size, because they would sell based on what would be available in the future. Look at the difference in attitude. Mine is, I only sell based on what I know I've got to secure tomorrow's future sales, which happened to be today, which is whatever, the 4th of March. I saw it coming, and by the grace of God, I have access to it. So if people have, you know, they want to exchange real dollars, and look, I'm not belittling anybody. I'm only saying this. I saw what was coming. I acted what I was coming. I acted on what I saw coming, and I can provide a rather large amount of silver.
What's the minimum for people? Maybe just getting
500 ounces in this deal. Okay. Now, if they want to order less than that, we have a 100-ounce minimum. But I'm talking about, Doug, people that are panicked. And I want to say something else. Those of you who have large amounts of money that get what's going on with the nation, I would say this, you couldn't donate to anybody more important than what Craig Sawyer is doing.
Yep.
What Russ Dizdar is doing. Notice who I'm saying.
Yes.
What Doug is doing. If I were in a position, and I'm not, but if I were in a position, I'd write Craig Sawyer and Russ a check for $1 million each.
Amen to that.
And so, but because of the slander of the salamanders, that's my new word, salamander slander, some of the big corporations that would have been behind Craig Sawyer wouldn't back them financially because of lies and damn lies on the internet accusing Craig Sawyer, Doug Hagman, Russ Dizdar, who's got a heart as big as, you know, and I've watched Craig Sawyer, Navy SEAL. I've watched him stand down to the point of, you know, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the discipline that man has. So please, I'm pleading with you guys today. If there's anybody that, and I'm not talking about robbing your standard living, but I'm talking about investment funds. These are men who ransom. The little ones are being slaughtered. The children, young girls being sexually trafficked to the point it makes me vomit. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact Doug. This is nothing outside of saying this. Make a difference while you can, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about what's coming down in the physical realm. One last time, and also, you know, Doug, are we going to go through the break?
You know what? Let me just hold that thought. Let me just do this. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced, on the Global Star Radio Network. Today is the fourth day of March, 2021. My guest is Steve Quayle. Before we get back to Steve Quayle, I just want to mention two things. Number one, folks, we've been talking about this all week and, well, all month. We've been talking about this really for a couple of months. I'd like you to take advantage of this. You see what I'm holding in my hand for those watching on Rumble or watching via Hagmann Report? It is a satellite phone. Folks, go to the satellite phone store, satellitephonestore.com. It's on our website. The link is there. And Steve Quayle has I'm going to tell you, he worked a fantastic deal out with the satellite phone store. You've got to get one of these, because this is about the only way that you're going to be able to communicate when the stuff hits the oscillating device. And you know what I'm talking about. So, check into this. Do it today. Because I'm not sure how long these are going to last. But they've got a fantastic deal. That's satellitephonestore.com. Just simply go to stevequayle.com, click on the link, or Hagmann Report and click on the link and talk with someone there. And they will set you up with a Inmarsat iSat Phone 2 satellite phone. And it's a fantastic way. And I'll tell you something. You don't want to be caught without communications. Texas, if anything, really had proved that out. One more thing. I want to thank my good friends at PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius, folks. You know, look, spring is springing right now. Might not be in your neighborhood, but it is. And it's the perfect reminder to tidy up and to get your life in order. Why not start by protecting your family with life insurance? Policy Genius can help you compare top insurers in one place and save 50% or more. That's right. Once you find the best option, the Policy Genius team will set up your new policy for you, answer any questions that you have along the way. Here's how you can get started. First, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes to find your best price. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare policies from as little as $15 a month. You might even be eligible to skip the in-person medical exam. Since their licensed agents work for you, not the insurance companies, there is absolutely no hassle. Now, I used to be a captive agent, used to work for an insurance company, and for just a short period of time, actually sold life insurance. But I was regulated by that company. Not so with Policy Genius. Nuh-uh. They work for you and they work for me, okay, as customers. Well, anyway, that kind of service, their wonderful service, has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Now, here is exactly what you've got to do. So, while you're tidying up around the house for the spring, as we get ready for spring, why not get your life insurance organized too? My wife and I were talking about this just the other day, and I'm serious about this, about, you know, reviewing our insurance. You could save up to 50% or more by comparing quotes and feel good knowing that if something does happen, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to policygenius.com to get started. That's policygenius.com. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Again, folks, you're listening to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. Please subscribe to qfiles.tv. Be a member. The information you get there, second to none. Steve, thanks for holding over. I appreciate that. We just forewent the top of the hour break. Go ahead and continue now that I got you off track there. You were holding up a silver, or about ready to hold up that beautiful 10-ounce silver bar again, I think. Maybe not. I don't
know. Well, here's the deal, Doug. I want to make something clear. I have a lot of friends, listeners, suppliers for metals in Texas, okay? And one of the things that I'm really excited about is this. This can track you, even if it's in your room. It can become a targeting device for the phone. And so imagine how a bat echolocates. One of the most striking, dangerous things I learned is that the military has weapons. And this is how a lot of the, quote, former terrorists were killed. And remember that was during jihad and all that stuff. Because the microphone acts as, if you will, it can even pick up heartbeat. Echolocation means they can identify the heartbeat, the whole room, obviously covered with whatever, 4G, by triangulating your body functions, where you snore, make noise, turn over in your sleep. There are weapons they can target right to you in your room. Move your phone out of your primary place where you sleep. If you don't have some form of a silent pocket, InfoWars sells them. I no longer do. You put your phone in it, put in a Mylar bag, couple Mylar bags. That can be tracked literally to within inches as a targeting device. This, on the other hand, satellite phones, 50-mile radius. When I call Doug Hagman, satellite phone to satellite phone, there is no ability to basically track us less than 50 miles. When we're on the road, when I'm on the road, I have one of these. When I'm in the desert filming, I'm taking it all the time now. I want you to know, I'm addicted to I get all my emails here, and I get addicted to information because I want to post the latest stuff on my website for you guys. But this goes the way of the whole earth, and this goes, and I will give to my clients my satellite number, okay? There's no cost to you to basically call me on this. And I want to make this clear. When somebody calls, somebody owns a satellite phone, okay, the receiving satellite phone does not get charged. What Tina did, the owner of a satellite phone store, is she gave a special, and the Hagman special, and they put SQ on it because I'm the one that negotiated the special, is like $95 a month, but they give you the phone for free, $95.95. And here's the deal. There is no way to if the power goes down. Texas, the cell phone towers had a recharge time. So when they put rolling blackouts on for that time that the auxiliary power in the cell phone towers failed, that didn't happen to this. Talking to Tina this morning, she says, Steve, every time we have an incident like in Texas, people will pay. Listen to me. This is $95 a month. You get the phone for free. You sign a year contract. You get $150 a month. She said, Steve, we have people, we have corporations that they say, we don't care how much it costs. They've literally chartered planes to get these to Europe or to the Philippines or to, you know, different places, wherever there's crises. How would you like to be on a cruise ship, ladies and gentlemen? I don't recommend anybody, but there are people that do. Dead in the water, and you got the ability to contact, tell your loved ones you're okay. Staying in contact with loved ones is the only, I would say this, there's nothing more debilitating than solitary confinement, than the angst, the worry, and just, is my daughter okay? Is my son okay? If I'm traveling as a traveling whatever for whatever business venture, is my wife okay? And here's what happens. Peace of mind is more important than anything else, especially when you're dealing with the safety of your loved ones. It's the most important thing. This is the best. And you go to Doug's website, you can go to my website, satellitephone.com, and this is the best deal. A lot of places charge $600, $700, $800 for the phones. That's what they charge. the owners, and this is what's cool, the owners of Satellite Phone Store, they give you the phone for free. So you don't pay for that. $95, $95.95 a month. And I can only share this with you. This saved my wife, and I've told the story, but it's true. My wife didn't even want to take this. Well, guess who won that argument? When she was going on a river trip afloat down the Green River in Utah at high water. I said, don't go. Her sister, her literal biological sister, and a friend, my wife and her friend, her sister went over in the water. Their canoe tipped. By the way, if you're not an experienced backwater person, don't take a canoe. Take a raft. You know, learn to kayak, but don't take a canoe. Canoes tip over too easy. And they're skilled, especially during high water, especially when you get into it. Let me just tell the story real quick, Doug. Okay, I get a call on the satellite phone. The only thing I knew is my wife's name is Loretta. Her sister, Loretta didn't know if her sister was alive or not. They watched the sister and her friend's canoe tip over, and that's the last they saw of them. So because of the satellite phone, this is a true story. This isn't BS, and somebody says, oh, it's a sales pitch. You bet it is. If it can save someone who I love, my wife's life, it can do the same thing for yours. Gist of it is, I called one of the flight services. I said, you guys get in the air. Can you guys get in the air in 10 minutes? This is the last known location. And within 10 minutes and however far they were from the last known place, they spotted my wife and her friend, who had fortunately pulled off, but her sister and her friend were like miles down the river. And for the first time, they got rescued. Had they not been rescued at that point, number one, there was no way to get the sister and her friend. They were freezing. All their stuff went down, the river. So I'm the one that coined the term years ago, life assurance. This is a cheap life assurance. Notice what I'm saying. ASSURANCE policy. As opposed to life insurance.
Yep.
And I personally, I told Tina, and I've known Tina for 10 years, you guys, and she has a love for people. She's also one of the smartest businessmen I've ever met, businesswoman, business person, I guess. And then we had Eric, her partner on the Hagman show a couple weeks ago. That was pre-Texas. The panic in Texas was off the chart. Tina said, Steve, tell the people. We get calls from all over the world. We have to send couriers to the airplanes. Let's say they land, and I'm just making this up, in Europe. People will pay. And I want to say something, Doug. When you care about your loved ones, not everybody can afford this. I understand that. But big corporations, they've got to know where their key people are all the time, and families need to know where they're at all the time. Go on Doug Hagman's banner. Go on my banner. And the bottom line is we both are now capable. Doug and I are capable. Look, you guys, as I said on Alex Jones' show yesterday, as I told Mike Adams, all of our days are numbered. They can selectively shut down our satellite phones, and that's why I came up
cell
with
phones.
Cell phones. They can't shut down the satellite phones. They can trap me, whack me, and stack me. If it weren't for your intercession for Doug's life, my life, we'd be dead. That's not a melodramatic statement. So please go to either Doug's. He's got the banner for Satellite Phone Store. It's the best deal in the world.
I'm going to tell you that, Tina, the people there are the best to deal with, like you said. And I really, anymore, it's difficult to find people who care about other people. They really do. So there it is.
Well, Eric, would you put up, please, now that I want to show you weather warfare. I'm going to share with you why the people that were talking about directed energy weapons in the whole West Coast last year or the year before. Basically, I want to show you an attack on Florida, just like an attack on Texas took place. And if you'll put that up, I want to explain to people. Okay, that's Florida. That's directed energy beam. If this were a normal lightning storm, you wouldn't have the scatter that you see right here. This took place a couple days ago. Now, I reached out to people that are in the electromagnetic and the world of weapons physics, and I said, what's going on? And you know what my first word was, Doug? I said, who initiated it? How much power? Because again, ladies and gentlemen, I told everybody this was coming 20 years ago. Weapons, the weapon as a force multiplier. Look it up on the internet. We own the weather 2025. That's a lie. They owned it in 2000, that meaning U.S. military. So here's what I was told, Doug. This is exclusive to your listeners. I want to thank those of you who have supported the Hagman Report. I want to thank those of you that supported the PDF of the alien thing by donating $50 to Doug. I want to thank you, and I say this truthfully, I love the fact that you guys cared, and you've got to know we care in return. So one more time, Eric, I want to say this. The pulsed energy, listen to this, 200 billion watts. Now, some of you guys think, do you know how much power that is, Steve? I know more than how much power that is. The energy type was a laser used to ionize the air, then electrical pulse to create precision-guided lightning strikes. Most of you know lightning strikes have various patterns as the, you know, as the atmosphere gets charged and different, you know, storm systems, etc. But here's what my source said. In order for this amount of power to take place, remember, DeSantis, I love Rick DeSantis. You know, people are saying, you got to shut down, you got to shut down. And God bless Rick DeSantis. I can't tell you how he said it, although I would like to. He basically said, how can I say this? Shut up and, you know, shut up and shut the F up, okay? And I am sorry to have to be blunt. The bottom line is the minimum size airborne platform, I want you to hear the word platform, must be at least the size of a 747 to house the laser and pulse energy device. And he said, I'm waiting for the country of source and I'm waiting for the data. I will tell you this. If you don't understand the amount of, and thank you, Eric, amount of treaties that the United States has with aliens, I'm talking about aliens, not illegal ones. If you don't understand that Russia has treaties, the Chinese has treaties, and just as a house divided against itself cannot stand, you're seeing the split up of the United States, by the way, right before your eyes. We're already split on ethnic lines. That's the words of Jesus. Ethnos against ethnos. And kingdom against kingdom. The thing is that we're seeing right now a supernatural entrance into our dimension of warfare. But isn't it interesting? You mean aliens have political preferences? The powers that be are Luciferians. The joint agreement are with Luciferians. No one has done a more amazing job of telling you about the coming deception, the alien deception, the Vatican's incorporation into it, than Tom Horn. Nobody. He and I have paralleled. I may have beat him to the punch by 10 years. These are his words, not mine. But he has developed such an amazing amount of data that he's the only man in the world, along with the late Chris Putnam, that said the former Pope was going to resign. That had never happened. Tom made that statement and people from all over the world. How'd you know? How'd you know? Who's your source? Who's your source? The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you're being given information nobody else gets. That's why I want to thank you again. I truly thank you for supporting Doug. And mm-hmm. I truly thank those of you who are getting it, who are getting it. By the way, Alex directed the interview yesterday. I salute him for that because the bottom line is, number one, it's a spiritual, evil spiritual war against us. Number two, the plan is to destroy every man, woman, and child in the earth except the technocrat billionaires with 500 million. And oh, gee, why are all those guys headed to Mars? Because believe it or not, they know the word of God, not as you and I know it, but they know that God's getting ready to pour out his judgment on the earth. They've been promised that God can never kill you. That's the Lord God of heaven. because we're going to give you eternal life. The same lie that was told to Eve in the Garden of Eden is being told to all of the billionaires because they're seduced. They don't want to die. Zoltan Isfahan, I've quoted him all the time. He said, at the heart of the matter, he's one of the most famous transhumanists in the world. At the heart of the matter, transhumanists want eternal life, and they don't want to die. Ray Kurzweil, of Singularity fame, basically was devastated when, I believe it was his father died, devastated. And he purposed in his heart that he's going to conquer death. Well, Jesus already conquered death. I think it'd be a lot easier if he just gave his heart to Jesus. And Eric, one of the things that I asked Eric to do right now was to put up a couple scriptures. We'll go with the first scripture. Doug, this is really important. We're talking about the weather wars that are being exhibited by supernatural powers against specific states where the one word they hate more than anything, the two words actually, the globalists, the illuminists, the Satanists, and all the technologically decadent entities, human or not, the bottom line is they hate the word freedom. God's people are flipping out because they can't deal with the seen realm. Listen to me. I'm telling people, go get along with Jesus. Get along with your Bible. Turn off the headlines. And I said this to a lady, and she said, wow, it worked. One of my dearest friends on the East Coast. I said, get away, get away, but get along with Jesus. Eric, will you put the scripture? There you go. Jesus speaking, and I'm sorry, I've got to widen my screen here a minute. Jesus speaking, and it's really critical. Verily I say unto you, that means you can take it, it's my word. This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. There are people talking about that already happened. There is no second coming. There is no millennium. I can just say this. There is no rationale or Bible understanding of those people. Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware. For a snare it shall come upon all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It's not going to escape anybody. That's why I'm saying we're broadening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you what's going on in Australia. Not good. We'll tell you what's going on in New Zealand. Really not good. And we'll tell you what's going on in China, which is horrific. We'll tell you what's going on in Southeast Asia. We'll tell you what's going on in the European Union. Now listen to this. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye might be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass and able to stand before the Son of Man. Notice this. And in the daytime, Jesus was teaching the temple. And at night, he went out in a boat in the mount, which is called the Mount of Olives. Put up the next scripture too, if you would, Eric. This is really critical, Doug.
All right.
And here's this. There's a whole lot of Christians that think that they're fine. They're out of here. The minute there's a pre-tribulation rapture, what happens if it's later than you think? What happens if it's not as you think?
And folks, I just want to say, don't confuse the wrath of God with the rapture. That's all.
Amen. And God's not appointed us to wrath, but the Bible in the book of Revelation says the devil comes down amongst humans having great wrath, for he knows his time is short. Isn't it interesting? The devil's making an accelerated pitch. And put it back up, Eric, if you would, just for a minute. I'll read the whole thing. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you, will not suffer me to be tempted above that which we are able. But God will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You notice this? To bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. What's a form of idolatry? Make America great again. You can't make America great again. The foundations are destroyed. You could ask God to change America through repentance and transform America. How are you going to make America great again? You can't. I speak as to the wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing with which we bless is it not the communion blood of Jesus Christ, the bread which we break? Is it not the communion body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of one bread. Thank you, Eric. What this is, and again, I'm sorry, what I say then, that the idol is anything or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols, that's anything. But I say that the things which a Gentile, I almost said another word, Gentile sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would that ye have no fellowship with devils. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. The devil controls the world. The whole world, Jesus said, lies in the evil one. So what does all this have to do with energy weapons, with aliens, with everything that's happening? Today, Doug, in the shower, I was just praying. I was going, God, how, Lord, how? And this is really a problem for me. I want you to know this isn't melodrama. All of a sudden, I saw the Pacific plate rupturing. Didn't ask God. Didn't actually want to see that. It so overwhelmed me that I lost my breath. I saw Krakatoa and Tambora going off. By the way, I've never seen this before. I saw New Zealand. I saw the Taupo supervolcano explode. That's the one that Standeo, that since I, you know, connected with Standeo, what, 25 years ago, he's been warning about. White Island, one of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world. I saw, ladies and gentlemen, the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I said, God, how can I tell your people that? They don't believe what they see, let alone what's coming. Here's what he said. He told me, be at peace, Steve. I said, Lord, you know who you're talking to? I said, sometimes I feel like I'm a volcano because there's so much I want to share, but there's so little I can share until the time is right. The 7.3 earthquake that happened in New Zealand was 7.3. Then they downgraded 7.1. Then they brought it up to 7.2, and USGS shows it at 6.9. But there are three earthquakes in New Zealand. Jackhammer earthquakes have taken place for the first time in the history of the world. That's three or four earthquakes happening within the space of a minute or no more than 2 minutes, right on top of each other. But what people don't understand, the faults are splitting at different vectors, different angles, and therefore they're creating different P waves, pressure waves, seismic waves, call them what you want, and that's why they're being registered as the same area, same origin point, but it's like splitting off. It's just kind of like the lightning storm. If I told you that the word chaos has come into the English language more than any time in history, do you understand there's a fallen angel named Chaos? Do you understand there's really an entity named Chaos? If you were to say these are chaotic times, I can say this, brace yourself. You can't see what's coming. Why would God tell me, Doug, to warn people? I'm going to ask you that. Why would God tell me to warn people?
In my own personal view, I believe that you've got the platforms that people seek you out for the information that you provide. You're a great purveyor of information. People have a tendency to listen to you, and that's a good thing, by the way. But why? I mean, esoterically speaking, I suppose, if that's even possible, why? Because I think we're all tasked. We all have tasks to do. And I think your task is to warn people about what you're supposed to warn about. That's my view. It's maybe overly simplistic. I don't know. But that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I think that's really accurate. But more importantly is because God loves his children.
Yes.
His children being defined by those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who have repented of the sin in their life, not trying to get by, well, gee, I just had a one-night stand. I repented of it. And then another month down, you have a two-night stand, different lady, different stand. Or, God, I'm just going to, you know, you delivered me from alcoholism. I'm just going to take a swig of whiskey. God, you delivered me. Whatever is this, Paul tells calls it the besetting sins. Those things that beset us. Look, God loves his children. One of the things I've had the hardest time reconciling, I'm sharing my heart now, Doug, is how God, can your people reject your word when you say your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? Because the scripture says, behold, God is God, declaring the end at the beginning. The Lord says, behold, I am the Lord God of heaven, and there is no other. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the same God who said, our creator, who sent Jesus, his son, to die on Calvary for our sins, and then resurrected him, that where Jesus is, we may be also. But I said, Lord, when you say your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because you don't tell them what's going on, but because they don't believe it. I said, God, how do you look at that? I'm still waiting for a complete answer, but I think instantly I got this, because the effectiveness of the devil and my people don't understand the truth of my word, nor the words of my mouth. They don't know me through my word. That's a pretty heavy statement. God's not spanking us, ladies and gentlemen. No offense. He said that in the word of God. If people got a hard time with that, hey, that's your position to basically walk out your faith in fear and trembling. So that's my mourning. I'm seeing, Doug, literally, the best illustration is, I've given it before on your show, most earthquakes are either subduction, I gotta look for something, subduction earthquakes where one plate goes under another, or an overthrust where one plate goes over another. We're having right now in Iceland, look at the story I posted online, Iceland, 16,000 EQs in one day. By the way, those are called harmonic quakes. Same thing that's happening in Mount Hood. When my film crew was on Mount Hood, the thing that worried the scientists, different agencies, I'm not blaming anybody. If you're threatened with your job, if you're threatened with your retirement, if you're threatened, if you want to keep your family fit, you know, I'm not telling anybody, like, live by their rules, but I don't have to. Well, then they're going to get you. Well, yeah, they are at some point, unless Jesus delivers me. And I believe he will deliver me until my work is done. But it's not lost on me, ladies and gentlemen, the lateness of the hour. When we use the words perilous, I'm going to say this. So many of God's people are careless when they should recognize the times as being perilous. Perilous literally means that there is something greater than you, a situation or a circumstance that puts your life in danger. But the Lord told us about the perilous time that would put our eternal life in danger. The Bible says that hell was never created for mankind, but for the devil and his angels. But when people submit to hell, allow the entities of hell to enter into them. So I want to make another statement. I have been privy to information that I won't release until it's time. But I will tell you this. Hardly a world leader has not literally bowed before, when I say this, that's what they call Lord Lucifer, hardly a world leader. Some have been literally seen. Now, I want to make this clear. The devil doesn't have Underwood, you know, the typical horns and all the stuff. Doesn't look like the Baphomet. He was the most beautiful cherubim in heaven. God created him to be a reflectance of God's glory. Satan does what we all do, or did, what we're all have to, pride. We all have to guard ourselves against pride. Pride manifests itself, or is usually set up, when people start, you know, flattering. Same people that flatter you on a Friday, like they did Jesus, will crucify you on a Sunday.
Yep.
And I gotta tell you something. I have become so guarded, and so has Doug. We watch each other's backs. A lot of people have come into our lives. A lot of people have gone out of our lives. A lot of people have claimed to be something and are something else. But here's the key. The key is, ladies and gentlemen, this platform exists to give the world the good news of Jesus. And I want to thank all of you again that have helped the veterans, that helped the widows, that are helping the orphans, that are helping the single moms. I don't think there's anything tougher than being a single mom, especially when your husband runs off with another man. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. Or vice versa. A man is left with his kids when his wife runs off with another woman. Tell me why that happens. Because they're deceived. Because the pleasure of the present moment is more in focus than the blessedness of being in heaven forever. Jesus said the road to hell is wide. The road to eternal life is very narrow, and few there be that find it. So what I'm trying to do, Doug, is in this broadcast, and God bless you, thank you for letting me come on each Thursday, is warn people as to the lateness of the hour. I said, God, if I share that, they'll just say all things remain the same, you know? They've always been like that. They never have.
No, and you know, Steve, to that, to what you just said there, the more people I speak to now are realizing two things. Number one, that we are engaged in a tremendous spiritual battle. And second of all, the hour is late, later than people think or had thought. And it's at least the people I've been exposed to, and spoke with of late. They're starting to put two and two together. And by that, I mean the physical with the spiritual. And that's what you've been doing for so long. And I'm glad to see that taking place. You know, you had mentioned this too about making America great again. Well, one of the components of the first American Revolution, the American Revolution was really fueled by preachers, okay? Think Pastor Langford in terms of what was preached. And there were no, essentially, there were no public schools during that period of time, indoctrination centers, and so many other differences. So, you know, how all this kind of fits in there, it's so important for people to understand, to understand the spiritual is really connected to the physical. And I think that you, by the way, folks, you can go to HagmanReport.com. Steve's appearance on InfoWars is on HagmanReport.com, the link to it anyway. So watch it because it's a phenomenal interview. But I think you're waking a lot of people up, Steve. You really are.
Well, again, I think it's because of the lateness of the hour, but more importantly, it's because of I take one promise of the Word of God and the words of Jesus above all. He said, if I, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, be lifted up, I will draw all men unto you. That's why I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and believe there's going to be a great revival. I've had people rebuke me in Jesus' name because I say not before judgment, because the Bible says when judgment's in the land, God's people learn righteousness. You can quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 till you're blue in the face. Well, I belong to a group of prophetesses, and we've agreed you're negative. I can't tell you what I was going to say. I thought, oh, great. Jezebel just multiplied and cloned herself 7 times. That's the nice version. The thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for your kids. We're fighting for your grandkids. I am so absolutely blessed when I hear what Russ, Craig Sawyer, and Doug do. Ever since I've known Doug, he's been willing to put his life on the line. He put his life on the line for me, went into the literal hell when everybody who was a terrorist in this country of Middle Eastern descent wanted to kill me. That's not an understatement. If it wouldn't have been for some brave men and women and special operations, I would have been dead. But if it wouldn't have been for Doug Hagman, we couldn't have tracked. And what Doug learned and what I learned is this. Even in those days, there were certain, quote, federal law enforcement agencies that wanted us dead. Is that accurate, Doug?
100%.
And so if we lie, what do we benefit? I know that better than anybody who goes into the lake of fire. By the way, it seems like a lot of people that email me are so cowardly And then when I want to respond, of course, it's a spoofed email, and you can't. So what I have enjoyed, and I do enjoy this, is that every time Russ, every time Craig, every time Doug gets a victory in rescuing the children, the stuff, they won't even talk about the gore they've got to deal with, although Doug mentioned some of it. One of my best friends said, that was a painful broadcast. I've made the statement, Doug, and I've got to elaborate on this. Years ago I gave the word of the Lord. No word of God spoken by a man of God or by a herald of God, in other words, anybody who speaks the word of God, is ever received by the people of God at the time it's given. Well, the other day, before I went on Alex, it was interesting. God gave me another thing to add to that. The people of God will never receive the word of God if it is contrary to their comfort, their expectation, they want business to carry on as usual. Think about that. God rebuked the prophets of Israel, but he more, the fake ones, but he more than validated the real ones because the people said to the different prophets at different times that were warning them of God's judgment coming, we don't want to hear that stuff. Give us prophets that will tell us the good things, that will keep us in our state of damnation. We just want to basically hear good things. That's the other half. Now, I never heard that before in my entire life. I never applied that to that statement in my entire life. And the scripture says, and my people love to have it so. If I tell people stuff that everybody else tells them, then I've never been a quote, member of the herd. Never. Never. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. After 25 years on talk radio, 5 years or I forget, almost I think more than that, a decade of writing newsletters. They were called the Security and Survival Chronicles and had a couple other names for them. I think I changed that to the Q Files, which turned into this TV and which, you know, talked about. If God's people, Doug, won't listen to the word of God, yet they will listen to some anonymous group that tells them what they want to hear. Trust the plan. The plan is your annihilation. Believe us. Believe you instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. QAnon's on the front page of Sludge, the Sludge Report. Because a threat. Do you remember when the head of the Washington, D.C. Police Department spoke of, I don't know if it was Biden or somebody else, but she called him comrade?
Oh, hello, yeah. Ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. Comrade. Comrade is a communist term for someone who has joined in the revolution. Now, I find it interesting that a communist is blaming, and look, I'm no defender of QAnon, but they're making up stuff to try and keep the false narrative going. The false narrative is that Washington D.C. is going to be attacked. Washington, D.C.'s got a fear. And they proved, the FBI came out yesterday, Doug, or today, forget which time, and said there were no weapons found in Washington, D.C. Remember the lying devils from hell, the Democrats and the Republican whores?
Right.
You know, it was an armed insurrection.
Well, they came out today with that, and yesterday or the day before during the questioning of Christopher Wray, I found it very interesting where Wray said, well, there's no evidence that the left, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever, those communist groups were involved in the planning or facilitation of the quote insurrection of the Capitol, which was a blatant lie. So it's just interesting how all of this is playing out. And when we watch, read, and listen to various venues, whether it's mainstream or alternative, you got to be very careful as to sort out what's the truth and what isn't. Go ahead, sir.
Nothing is more offensive or dangerous than the truth to a nation of liars. A nation of whores, whores. I have more respect, and it's not because I'm excusing anybody's sins. I have more respect, and by the way, a lot of women who are prostitutes, a lot of women who are, you know, they call them whores, the bottom line is, have turned to Jesus. There are ministries of ex-prostitutes telling the girls there's a better way, telling the ladies of the night, God's got a solution. I would remind everybody that Rahab was not basically a nun in a convent. She was a prostitute. She ran a house of prostitution. But she also had great faith in the God of Israel. Can God redeem prostitutes? Absolutely. Can God redeem the whores in the pulpit? Absolutely. Who prostitute themselves wanting to be friends of the world so that, guess what? They can get more government benefits. 500 evangelifish selling out, claiming that you and I, those of us who voted for Trump, are Christian nationalists. Christians are being vilified. They are being nullified. And ladies and gentlemen, the guy and what, the premier of Canada, Trudeau, he hates Christians. In 2017, he's on record as saying the most dangerous people in the world are Christians. Well, that's true if you're a Muslim. And bottom line is, they, by their base belief, have to kill us, the kafir, the infidels. And now you see I call him Doodle-Doo, selling out his people. My prayer is that Western Canada secedes from Eastern Canada. My prayer is that the red states secede from the Union. Well, that would destroy the United States. The United States is destroyed. It no longer exists. That's not treason. That's not treachery. That's not a country filled with hate. You saw it in the way the whole vote was counted. And ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody coming to our rescue. Doug, I don't know how to get that through. The Supreme Court is totally compromised. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I posted on my website, I think I did, I know it's the same thing I sent to Dave Dobermeyer, that he just sent me back. Wow. You've heard the stories about Pence?
Yep.
A lot of it's true. You heard the story about Roberts, how compromised he was? A lot of it's true. If not all of it's true. Where do you go?
The populist, to what you're referencing, the populist press had published Linwood's leaks. Linwood, who leaked whistleblower transcripts exposing Vice President Pence as part of this run silent, run whatever operation it was named, to take down President Trump, or to, they were hacked off because President Trump did ultimately win the presidency. And of course, there were some back dealings there, but you're exactly right. So what you posted and, what Dave Dobmeier wrote about, different topics, but kind of the same venue. So it's really great stuff that you did. I didn't mean to interject there, but I thought it was important to really point out that, that, you know, some of this stuff, and Populist Press is not an unknown blog site. This is, this is reputable. So thank you for posting that. I'm not sure how many people actually, aside from your site, and how many people are really paying attention to this, Steve?
By the way, Doug, you know, I just got an email, and I think it's important, from Kim. I won't give your last name. A certain guy that basically is going to be, if we've got time, in the next lawsuit, is just saying his title is Stop Worshiping Leaders. And he hates me, and he hates you, Doug, and you know who it is. He's overseas. And, you know, again, I don't know how people can listen to that stuff, but he's a jealous, hateful, chicken little man. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, it's about time. You know, I don't know. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If we defend ourselves, we're told, well, you're guilty of this, that, or the other thing. If we don't, I would like those of you who have been blessed by the ministry of Doug Hagman, or I, be careful how you do it, but answer these people. Answer these people. Doesn't matter if they're in Taiwan, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama, Georgia, wherever they are. You see, here's the thing, Doug. We preach Jesus and him crucified.
Yeah.
And we preach the full counsel of God. But now these people are saying, oh, you're just worshiping Quayle and Hagman. Excuse me?
I don't feel, Steve, forgive me, but I don't feel worshiped. I don't deserve worship. Obviously, I don't feel worshiped. I don't think anyone is. Are they? I mean, if you are, stop it.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. And here's the thing. I've said before in life, I said, the minute you worship a man will fail you.
And, absolutely.
And your faith in that man will be destroyed. You put your faith in Jesus.
Amen.
I won't even say, Doug, I never have, by the grace of God. I never will. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Are you kidding me? Oh. I say, follow Jesus as the Holy Spirit leads.
Man, so, if you ever said that, I'll tell you what, Steve, I'd have to say, I mean, you and I would have to, there would be some broken fellowship there because, and I've never heard you ever, ever say that or even imply it or infer it or even promote it. So,
right. You know. So here's the thing. You know, again, I want to thank you, but Doug, in my entire 25 years on talk radio, I'm just saying this. We're not asking you to defend us, but we're asking you to defend the message, calling people to repentance. I remember years ago when I've said this on your show, I said, I was just pondering stuff, okay? Stuff. My mind goes at 1,000 miles of stuff every day. And the Lord spoke to me, and people say, Crail's crazy. Hears from God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. If you don't, question if you're his sheep. But the thing is that we have to, in the short time we have, fight for the faith, contend for the faith. I gave you the scriptures. It's really important, those scriptures. God says in the coming days, we're going to have to overcome. But he also is saying that he's going to give us a way. He's going to be with us to go through the toughest times. Again, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the people tell you everything's going to be fine. But then ask yourself, how come that guy's having an adulterous relationship with three women in his church? Oh, he's back in the pulpit now. Ask yourself, why are some of the biggest ministries in the world now turning into film producers? Ask yourself, I'm talking about mainstream film, not documentaries. Documentaries are designed to impart knowledge where there was none before. And again, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are going to see the truth, the real truth, the biblical truth, the empirical truth of God's word. If I were to die tomorrow, God forbid, God will raise up somebody else. Doug will carry on. When we're both gone, somebody else will carry on. And that's what I was so foolishly blind when I thought I could train up one man to follow in my footsteps until God corrected me. And he says, Steve, you'll never know the seeds you planted and what great trees they will grow into, because a righteous man is always likened to the tree that's planted by the water, whose roots grow and go down deep. So again, ladies and gentlemen, today I want you to take this one thing away. The powerful quakes are coming. We're going into what would be called a nuclear winter. You want to know gray days, forget Seattle. What's coming is going to be far worse. There's going to be a global famine. And I rebuke those chicken poop people that are so dishonest. They won't even preach the word of God, but they'll take on anybody who does. It's so astonishing to me. But now, hey, human nature will carry on. Jealousy and envy, the Lord said, that will be the two sins that destroy my body. You mean not adultery, not fornication, not bearing false witness? Think about it. What was the first murder? What was it born out of? Cain was jealous of Abel's sacrifice to the Lord. Cain with his sacrifice came on Cain's idea of what God was worth. Abel knew what God was worth. It's the same thing. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for letting me all these years speak into your life. God will be proven true. Follow Jesus as the Holy Spirit leads you. If you never ask to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, John 20:22, Jesus breathes into the disciples and says, receive ye the Holy Ghost. But before he leaves them, he tells them to go and tarry in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Ghost come upon them. I'm sorry, after the resurrection. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
I love your energy and your focus on this. I think that we really need to focus. But by the way, the program clock was offset by, we've got 26 minutes left or 25 minutes left.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was watching. I forgot.
Yeah. Because we spoke before. Anyway. So, but I love your passion on this. And I think that we need more of this. If you can answer a question, because something you said earlier, it kind of troubles me a little bit. And this is, I found this out. And anyone who watches, for example, Investigation Discovery Television Network, okay, and watches the crime dramas, you'll often see, church pastors, ministers, deacons and such involved in some of the most heinous crimes. And it's always rooted in, you know, these love trysts or love triangles or whatever, or jealousy or some perversion. Steve, what is it about, I'm not saying it's all, but there's a lot and a surprising number. And I've seen some. What's that all about at the root of that? Can you explain that to me? What, you know, where that comes from, where that originates from?
Well, I would say this. There's a scripture that says that obviously with godly contentment is great gain. That's on the right hand. But on the left hand is the power of seduction. The devil always wants you to know you can go beyond what you have to something else. Good example of that is Eve in the garden. Adam in the garden. They had everything. They had such an imparted knowledge of God. Yet what did the devil do? He promised them something they didn't have at the moment. They could have said, Satan, get thee behind me, and the history of the world would be better, or they could have rebuked him. But the point is that on the right hand, you have the lack of contentment. The devil whittles away. So-and-so doesn't like you. They don't love you. Look at that guy having all this fun. I've watched more divorces amongst married Christian women in a prayer group. I could literally tell you one where there's four Christian women, maybe five, in a prayer group. They all divorced their mates within 1 year.
Okay. Wow.
I know men. That's a real true story. I know men who hear that, George, man, you should have seen who fill in the blank I spent the night with. Women will seduce men as well as men will seduce women because the devil knows any area of unhappiness, disappointment, or expectations that are unrealistic.
Okay. That makes sense.
Does that
Yeah, you know, it does. It does. It does make sense. And I don't have to go back and repeat, you know, what you said or rephrase what you said. No, that makes perfect sense. And
unhappiness on the right hand and seduction on the left.
Yeah.
And we're told the spirit of the period we're coming into right now is that we will, the lying spirits will be loosed, seducing spirits, where men will no longer endure sound doctrine, where people will seek the pleasure. And remember, it's going to be a false veneer. Paul said, if it weren't for the resurrection, we of all people would be miserable. We might as well eat, drink, and be merry. The bottom line is, though, we are seeing, Doug, seduction. And here's the part I don't like to answer because it's true. Because of those men and women, they don't have a love for the truth. They don't. They may have had a love for the truth. They may repent and regain a love for the truth. But at that moment, seduction flattery and envy really are the strong motivators in that equation. And ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Think about who you know that you've gone to their wedding. Man, everything is lovey-dovey. And then you hear Barb or Mary or I'm thinking of one girl, Sue, ran off with another man, or nowadays another woman. That's a tragedy. Little kids. Men, I'll tell you what, as tough as it is to be a single mom, some people think single dads, I think, even have it tougher. Because a single dad was normally given to being the house, the provider for the household, the one who would make the money to buy the food, to take care of kids. And all of a sudden, he's thrust into having to be Mr. Mom, I'm not denigrating, and he has to be the sole provider. Then the new costs come in, the cost of childcare, split custody, and split custody ends up in split hearts, the young children.
Oh, yes.
You're seeing entire generations of fatherless men, of men without fathers. We're seeing an entire generation of sexual perversion and incest within families. Where does that come from? Seduction. Mm-hmm. And the scripture says men will give heed to seducing spirits. You know, it's interesting that the love for the truth is a love for Jesus. A love for Jesus manifests itself in saying, Lord, I don't want to hurt you. Every time I sinned, backslid, my first prayer of repentance is forgive me for hurting the heart of God. And Lord, forgive me for hurting the Holy Spirit. I'm just glad that God didn't abandon me. Ladies and gentlemen, the most dangerous position right now is some of you will be given over to lying and seducing spirits. It'll cost you your eternal soul unless you repent. If I screw up, and I do, I'm sorry, I don't live without sin. I wish I did. I don't go out of sin that grace may abound, but, you know, hey, the messengers from hell have a way of impacting all of our lives, whether it's demons, whether it's fallen angels. And I want to go on record, Doug. I believe that the majority of the world's leaders are absolutely entities. By entities, they have given themselves over to Satan and satanic possession, demonic possession, and demons, a disembodied spirit, to demonic possession, satanic control, to such an extent that the world leaders are all going to give their power unto the Antichrist when he comes on the scene.
You know, I hope people understand the connection, because you've spoken heavily, as I have, of people like Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar, in their investigations, their boots on the ground fight, that this is all part of it. Okay, so these leaders, and we see this referenced, although a lot of it is mischaracterized, because, you know, folks, people who say that, people who will post on Facebook or whatever on social media saying, you know, 2,000 children were saved by the Pentagon pedophile task force, a non-existent task force, okay? Or there's a rape camp in southern Arizona that, you know, Craig Sawyer covered up, or whatever the case might be. I'm not talking about those people. They're so far off base. It's just, yeah, I can't even describe it. But I guess what I'm saying is the people who are investigating, boots on the ground, like I said, Sawyer and Russ Dizdar, who are investigating this, it does take you to these leaders. It does take you to the people in power. And they feed off of, I believe, they feed literally, in some cases, in many cases, feed off of the blood and innocence of children, both yet to be born as well as otherwise born. If that, I don't want to get too graphic, but you get the idea. But it all goes to these leaderships, and all of this is connected together. One more thing, Steve. Social media platforms, they are so rife with pedophilia if you know where to look. And I hope you don't look. But the pedophilia that exists on these platforms, some of these platforms, I'm not going to name any platforms. I don't know what to say, except how can people not see this? And brother, how can people see, people make light of the hair sniffing of Joe Biden. It's more than hair sniffing. I don't know. And yet the FBI says that you and I, Steve, and others like us were the biggest domestic terror threats in 2021. We are the violent extremists motivated by race or anti-authority. What can I tell you?
Well, again, the deal is that each man seeks his own and not the things of God. The FBI has been compromised. By the way, I said this years ago when I started on talk radio. I said the goal of the communists will be to infiltrate the FBI, the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, the NRO, all of the agencies with three or four letters to, and that doesn't mean anything obscene. It just means that some of the agencies literally have four letters in their acronym. But the point is that the penetration is complete now. So I want to appeal to people and say, but they can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Henry Kissinger already told you that a constitution at some point would be meaningless. The illegal they do immediately, the unconstitutional takes trend. The globalists cannot allow a populist movement. They will crush them in Germany. They will crush them in Italy. Populism must give way to globalism. And oh, by the way, it's good news when there's war because they get to kill that many more. Shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. Mutagenic gene manipulation is not a vaccine. There is no true science. People, you can get on Amazon, eBay, wherever you want to buy it. Get an oximeter. That's a little deal they put on your finger that shows your blood oxygen. Put two masks on and watch what happens to your blood oxygen level. Your oxygen is carried to every cell in your body. Pumped. The hemoglobin. Just watch that. What makes me the maddest is they mock us because their mind control is so complete.
Boy, that's true.
How should I say this? So tell me, everyone, tell me, you have no Congress that isn't compromised. Well, I don't believe that. Of course you don't. That's just why, people come forth like Senator Patrick Leahy, who basically said, we won't basically demilitarize the Washington, the Capitol building until there's no freedom of speech and there's no freedom or right to keep and bear arms. There was another story I put up, and this is it. I think I mentioned it, but basically, gun owners, they know everything you've bought.
Yep.
And so what they'll do is say, turn in your guns or you won't have this. Matt Bracken says, finally, they'll cut your water up. They'll cut your electricity up, less electricity versus water. They'll cut your credit cards off. They'll cut your banking relationship off. You won't be able to pay taxes. They'll kick you out of your house.
Yep.
And so I would encourage everybody, that's probably one of the most important, God bless Matt for writing that, because he gets it. That's because he gets it. And the thing is that we're now watching, Doug, the disintegration of what I call the former United States. There is no United States. There isn't any.
How can we unite, Steve? If, and I'm asking you this genuinely, how is it even possible when you have people, the pro mask versus the leave me alone people, okay? You've got to wear a mask for the, you know, safety of my health versus, hey, I don't have to do that. Or the cult of white privilege. You know, we can't even, we can't have a discussion with these people. The chasms, the divides are so great. How can we ever be united after what the globalists have done to us to tear us apart the way that they have? We can't have a discussion with somebody who's convinced that the vaccine is necessary or you're not going to be able to fly or buy food or whatever. It's impossible. So will the United States ever be united again? I guess
no.
Yeah.
No. No. And it will never be great again because, ladies and gentlemen, Christians, here's the thing. I want to say this, okay? True followers of Jesus Christ, this doesn't apply, but jellyfishians or fake, and by the way, there are people that call me a fake Christian. I would say then they should take that up with God because literally hundreds of thousands of people around the world over 25 years have given their lives to Jesus. There are pastors teaching on the book that the Lord gave me, Jesus, the Premise of Promise, downloaded to me all over the world. There are people so hungry. I can't clone myself. Come here, come there. I said, no, that's why I wrote books. Come on my podcast. No, I don't have time. Again, Doug, here's what I think is the best answer that I can give to you. Number one, people don't believe the word of God to claim to be Christians. Number two, they don't understand the basis of Matthew 18, meaning if you have aught with your brother. Number three, Christians are more at war with each other than they are against the devil. Number four, they don't understand spiritual warfare, let alone spiritual authority that God gave to believers. Whatever, five or six, they don't understand that the world hates Jesus, and therefore the world's going to hate you because Jesus doesn't lie. He's the truth. And he said, they hated me without a cause. They'll hate you without a cause.
You're speaking to a lot of people. You know, if anyone says, why is Steve Quayle talking about himself this way? Or, you know, why is he always complaining about people? Hey, it's not that. It's folks, Steve is talking about you too, and especially you, because if you haven't felt it yet, you're going to. I never thought I'd ever feel it, but boy, I'll tell you what. So thank you for pointing that out, because I believe people are fretting right now that they're in this, because they're being hated on, if that's a phrase, on social media. They're still on social media and they're seeing their sisters, their brothers, their family, their aunts, uncles, friends or whatever hate on them without a cause. And you're talking about it. You've experienced it. And you're educating those people, and I want to say thank you. Or you're bringing those people to the front and saying, hey, you know what? They hated Jesus without a cause. What makes you think you're any more special? So thank you for that.
The reason I refer to the past is because all I can tell you is what I've written. All I can tell you is what I've spoken. I don't know. I'm maybe 10,000 hours now. When God chooses people, he chooses the most unlikely ones. I said, God, I don't want to do this. He said, you love me? This is true. Then feed my sheep. I've told you the story on that. He's gotten it through my head. But Doug, I want to say something about your listeners. I saw the amount of love poured out to you. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye have love for one another. I see the love that people pour out for me. I see the love in Jesus, the love for Jesus, and I love sinners. Look, I'm not sent to the righteous. Are you kidding me? I'm not sent to a church that doesn't even preach Jesus. The Lord commissioned me 25 years ago, said, Steve, go out in the highways and byways. That's where the angels are. I've had multiple instances. Look, I don't get to see the angels that surround me, okay? My kids see them. Private eyes see them. Guys that aren't Christians see them and they convert. Last time I was at Branson, an occult guy said, did you see those two big angels? This man was an occultist. Flaming New Ager. And God opened his eyes. I go, Lord, moi? There are times I walk into a place and I go, man, there's someone here. I'm glad for my warring angels. People are literally praying, Doug, for you and for I, to God, for God to send his warring angels. I will say this. There are times I don't want this. I've seen two of my critics go to hell. Not because they're criticizing me, but because of their hatred for Jesus in me. I've seen people call me the devil when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Mm. So when you've never, and I love this. I love it when they say, well, Quayle, you got to toughen up. You got thin skin. Those people usually hang out in the anonymous lover of Jesus or God's spokeswoman. You know, I'm serious. I say to people, I'll say it again, and please don't send me 50 pages of where I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, go out and start your radio program and let me see how you can take it for 25. Oh, God hasn't called me that. He didn't call you to criticize those who are winning souls to Jesus. God didn't call you to mock the Holy Spirit, because no man can basically claim that Jesus Christ is Lord without the Holy Spirit. Mm. Doug, fortunately, I want to make something clear. More Christians listen to the Antichrist than they listen to Jesus Christ.
That I believe.
How can you make that statement? Because that's the Lord telling me. He said, my people will not even realize they're in the beginning of tribulation, even though they've entered into it. I saw somebody else who never listened to me, I never listened to them, making that same statement in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I've broken fellowship with people I've been friends with for decades because I'm wrong, or I'm supposedly trying to manipulate them. Are you kidding me? The point being is this. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for friends that are after God's own heart. If you're lonely, and I mean this, pray that God will bring the right people into your life. Take the wrong people out. Pray that God will give you favor with people you know and don't know. Every time you go to a grocery store, open your eyes, well, you still can, and see if someone's struggling with their wallet to look for money, and then say, ma'am, sir, please keep your money. I just heard the Spirit of God. They say, I don't believe in God. Well, say, he believes in you, and he just told me to buy your groceries. If you go to a restaurant and you're capable, look, I'm not saying everyone's capable, and you're capable of leaving a tip equal to your meal, and they say, wow, why'd you do this? Because I know how tough it is given where you're working, and especially moms. I'll tell you what, and especially a lot of single guys, they have to room up. And look, here's the thing, Doug. We've only got, and God knows the time. I'm not saying God, and when it says no man knows the date or the hour, that's for the second coming. Jesus rebuked the people because they didn't see the lateness of the hour. And they could look at the sky and say, you see this, it's going to rain. You see this, it's going to be a sign. But you don't even know the time of your visitation. When God visits a people, it's in judgment. God is visiting his judgment upon the United States. It has nothing to do with his wrath.
There it is. Yep.
And that's what you tried to make the point. There's two wraths. There's the wrath of God against the unsaved and the powers of hell at the last day. But there's a wrath of the devil that comes before that time. And people are more willing to destroy you and I by their tongues than they are to take the tongues and worship God and praise. And oh, by the way, why do they have 100 people on their website? Thank God that the others don't listen. Doesn't matter, even 1,000. Mm. If God blesses, remember this, the blessing of the Lord, it make it truly rich. He has no sorrow with it, and neither does toiling increase it. We pray that for our listeners.
Yes.
I know people that have given $5, I said, God bless them. And I want to say this too. understand each time we touch someone's life for Jesus, that's a point of contact. When I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. When I was in prison, you didn't visit me. I have the ultimate respect for prison ministers. Ultimate respect. I have ultimate respect for men of God who stand in the pulpits and preach an uncompromising message. I don't agree with some of their attitudes, but that's between them and God, not me and God on their behalf. We mind everybody else's business, yet we don't mind the business of the Lord. So ladies and gentlemen, again, everything we're talking about today is going to apply to you tomorrow, that God isn't going to cause you to go, but you're going to wonder. You're going to wonder, have any of you ever gone through a life situation where you go, God, where are you? I have.
Oh, yes. God, Steve, we've got about a minute, but what an incredible feeling. You're right. Go ahead.
Well, in closing, Doug, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you again for standing with Doug. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for praying for Doug, for praying for me. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for anybody who ever stands up for us against the, who will stand up, who will rise up for us against the workers of iniquity.
Amen.
You know? And if somebody says, if you listen to Quayle and Hagman, you're not saved. Well, I would question that they basically don't know the word of God. I would question they have an appointment and a destiny with an oceanfront, no, let's just say this, a lake of fire cottage, and they're not going to like the scenery. Oh, you're judging. No, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. The fearful, the cowards, and the unbelieving go into the lake of fire. Doug, bless you. Thank you for this day. Sayonara.
I love you, Steve. Thank you very much for your gracious gift of time. Folks, that'll do it for us. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. Become a member. And I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. Thank every one of you who has contributed, who has prayed, who has sent an email, a note in the mail. I read them all. Thank you. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.